to ask the Mayor questions and to voice any concerns you may have. You all have the programme for the evening, which includes information about the Assembly members and their role. And to try and make the evening flow better, we've chunked it up, we've broken it into subject sections. So there's themes, and we'll try and spend an equal amount of time, about half an hour, on each of those themes. They're listed at the back of your programme. There is quite a lot to get through, so please bear with me if I'm pushing all around a little bit, because there's a lot of people here tonight, and we want to try and get in as many questions as we can. So I'm going to be firm with the panel as well, and ask them to answer very briefly. If you want to ask a question, please put your hand up. Because it's such a big venue, it won't be me personally choosing you. There will be microphone holders around the hall. Number three has just arrived over there, each of them with numbers. So try and catch the eye of the microphone holders. And I'm going to try and work my way systematically around the hall. But do please bear with us. There are a lot of people here. And I will direct your question to the Mayor, and I hope the relevant Assembly member. And I think we'll probably best take questions in groups of three. I'm going to round off each themed area, policing or transport or whatever, with a question for you to answer. You've all got something on your seat, which is a little zapper thingy. It won't turn on the television, but it does give you a chance to vote yes or no. And I'll explain that to you when we get to that stage. We will try and deal with people's questions in writing after people's question time. So if you don't get in during the evening, I will be sorry about that, but submit your question in writing and you will get a reply. Highlights of this evening will be broadcast tomorrow evening at 6:30 on LBC radio and in full at 7 o'clock tomorrow at LBC News. They will have a podcast of the evening on the LBC website, and we are aiming to finish at 9 o'clock. So, can I welcome the Mayor and the Assembly to Brixton and Lambeth? It's no surprise to me, I have to say, that we've got such a fantastic, huge turnout. We've got at least 1,200 people on the ground floor here. And the balcony is starting to fill up because actually I think in fact one of the things that makes Lambeth and Brixton in particular so notable is that we have a very strong culture of community involvement, of self-help groups, of volunteer groups. And I'm looking around the room now and I can see people who are involved giving their time as tenants, residents, chairs, organising the Brixton Splash on the police consultative group, people involved in the Friends of the Parks and civic societies. There's a whole host of people in this room, Mr. Mayor, who are actually people who give their time and concern to all the people in this community. And they give active care to the people around them. That's a very great tradition, I think, of self-help and self-organisation in South London. But we do have our problems, and I think, Mr. Mayor, there will be lots of people here today who want to hear from you about what positive projects you've got for South London, and in particular for Lambeth, Southwark and Waterford. So before we begin the questions, I'm just going to give Mayor Boris Johnson a few moments to say a few words to you.